Education reform continues to trek through the state legislature. While the outcome is not yet clear, district leaders are closely following key items of vouchers, retirement, and tenure. Joining me to share his thoughts on developments thus far is Ouachita Parish School Superintendent Bob Weber. Superintendent, thanks for taking a few moments to speak with us.
I'm glad to be here.
Take us back to some of the meetings, Bob, that you had with legislators as we talk about the education reform package. What was the message conveyed to yourself and other district administrators about some of the education reform proposals?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to mind is we asked them to just try to slow down a little bit. So much is happening in this legislative session that concerns educators. And you know, a lot of it, it's not that we're against. We just want to be prepared. And, you know, we're going to be working with a new curriculum, the Common Core, next year. And there's going to have to be training there. There's going to be changes for teachers. And then the value-added evaluation system will be in effect. It's already law. I think a dozen or so systems piloted it last year. And we're not sure that it's quite ready. You know, we have a lot of questions there, but we're going to do what we have to. Educators in Louisiana have seen changes before, maybe not this many all at once, but, you know, we're going to do the best we can with it and be ready in August.
What options do you anticipate your district will face in addressing retirement issues from this reform package?
Well, you know, we're not exactly sure what's coming. A lot of rumors out there about retirement. I don't think that teachers will be affected this summer. I don't think our school employees will be affected this summer. It looks like it's going to be state employees and university personnel more. But we know that there's a lot of talk about raising the contribution level from that employees pay from 8% to 11%. So we're waiting to see, you know, how that all works out. And, of course, we're waiting to see if eventually teachers and school employees will be thrown into the loop as far as working to 67 and some of the other changes that may be coming.
You know, some observers feel that the voucher proposals perhaps go too far in calling a C-graded school as failing. Your thoughts on that?
I absolutely think the C should not be included. I've talked to several legislators who agree with me. I know now that the House passed the amendment that would include Cs only if the DNF students had not filled up vacancies in other schools. So, you know, I think a C school certainly has room to improve, but it means that 75 to 80% of those kids are reading on level. And, you know, that's not a horrible job by any means. That means, and a lot of schools have really worked hard to get to the C and are still growing, and they have special ed students and sometimes kids that come into their schools a little bit behind that may lower scores to a degree, but, you know, special ed kids we're doing really great with them in the state and in Ouachita Parish, and their scores are improving. But I just would like to see the Cs on the Senate side. Hopefully we can see the C schools eliminated.
State Superintendent of Education John White has indicated ineffective status related to teacher tenure would affect the lowest 10% of teachers. Is that a favorable situation for districts which perform well?
Well, teaching's just like any other profession. You have some folks who need to go home, but by and far most of our teachers are great teachers. I would say 95 to 90%. 7% really do a good job. They really care about children. They work hard to make sure these kids get a great education. Statewide, 10% is probably a pretty fair estimate. I know that's what's been given to us, 10% probably ineffective, about 80% effective, and I think 10% highly effective. It would just be nice if we really had some money to be able to spend in bonuses or pay increases for those effective and highly effective teachers.
Bob Weber, School Superintendent for Ouachita Parish Schools. Bob, thank you for your time.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.